Behind the Herald Headlines with Darren Mann.
Behind the Herald Headlines with Darren Mann today, taking a festive look at things. Always good to get a good news story as we approach the holidays. We've got one of those from Summer Strand in Klebecha. Beachfront car guards are involved as security along the Nelson Mandela Bay beachfront is getting a much-needed boost. Car guards with formalized training will be taking up their posts in the weeks to come. The initiative, which has been on the cards for some time, came to fruition recently when role players from the Summer Strand Neighbourhood Watch, South African Police Service, Metro Police and the Ward Councillor's Office all came together to launch the first group of certified car guards. Joining us from the Neighbourhood Watch, Marketing Head Ian Miller. Morning, Ian.
Good morning, Darren, and to your listeners.
A little background on a story. You know, you get one of those stories and you think, gee, why wasn't this tried years ago? This is one of those.
Yeah, it's, I think it's a good news story. It's not quite a light switch, Darren, because it's quite a process still. And just guide me if I'm going a little off track. But to give you some background, it was based on the Safer City model adopted by Commissioner Farrow and Warrant Officer Van der Berg, who's the sector commander at Humewood Police Station. Ward Councillor Foss was also involved, and that was about 3 years ago. But it's taken a little bit to get it going, mainly because of the difficulties involved with various role players and getting everybody aligned, and then also the advent of COVID.
Sure.
So we're happy to say that this year, after many meetings and a lot of support from the Metro, particularly, I don't know if you know, if everybody knows Mr. Rabal and Zizi in the whole security sector there with Delia Lindua. They've helped a lot in helping us get the various color coding for the various beaches. And Darren, this is, you will see somebody at King's Beach with like a yellow flashy top with a blue base or a blue band at the bottom. That's King's Beach. And the yellow and the green band will be Humewood Beach. The yellow and the orange band will be Hobie Beach. And you will then have something good with the red band and Pollock with the charcoal.
Now, we see phrases such as formalized training and certified car guards. What sort of training do they undergo and what makes them certified?
Okay, so the first thing is that, and let's say this is going to be applied more and more. To be a car guard, you must be able to get approved through a CIRA, and they will check you out and make sure you've got no criminal past, so your record must be clean, number one. Then you will be trained either through Ubuntu or through FADT, and the training is fairly comprehensive. You will end up with a security officer grade E, which is like an adult basic education training level 3. And if I may, I can tell you some of the subjects are like personal hygiene and general appearance. That would be a good plus. The role and function of security, discipline, the power of observation. If you saw a car, what color was it? What car was it? Can you tell us the registration? So they're going to be eyes and ears. And to enable us to know what's going on in the various areas, and to spot things when they take place. We're not asking them to police. We're asking them to be alert. And when the Neighbourhood Watch is driving around, or when SAPs are driving around, or when the Metro Police are driving around, they can make contact and pass on information.
Now, Ian, with you is the chairman of the Summer Strand Neighbourhood Watch Association, Sean Tappan, if I could bring you in here. Putting all this together, difficult, take a long time, or easier than you thought?
Thanks, Darren, and also welcome to the listeners. Yeah, just it is something that takes a lot of time and effort. Ian took over this project probably halfway through the year and offered to assist Warrant Officer Van der Berg and the ward councillor to revive it. Ian is very well connected in PE, and he knows a lot of businessmen and restaurant owners on the beachfront. And it was really his hard work and enthusiasm, amongst all the other projects that the Neighbourhood Watch is busy with. He was able to get hold of sponsors, because obviously this costs money as well. Each car guard has to pass a course and have a bib made with his logo and number at the back identifying him. And all of that we've been able to get together from our corporate sponsors on the beachfront. And Ian then took it upon himself to physically drive to each of the departments involved in this project within the municipality to introduce himself and network, which is part of the SummerStrand's goals as well.
Now, once accredited and appointed to their stations, it says, the car guards fall under the management of the municipality and the Metro Police. Each car guard will be issued with a name tag and their PSIRA certification, which they should keep with them at all times. How would the command structure look?
Well, look, in terms of the car guards themselves, we are just the facilitators of this process to try and make it happen, not only for the beachfront, but for the Golden Mile and the tourists. In terms of the policing thereof, that name badge has a number, a photograph that goes into the pocket of the bib, and the municipality itself have their own department in terms of managing this. They have a file with all the accredited Syria and trained car guards for the whole beachfront, and it is then their responsibility to drive along the beachfront area to ensure that when they stop at a car guard that he has the correct identification credentials, and then to give we have agreed on a 6 month period of grace for those that are not accredited to then start the program, get a sponsor and get accredited. Otherwise they then need to sort of take off their car guard vests that are easily available at Builders, etc., and then leave the area.
Realistic expectations of this working. In your area, we've had the King's Beach Life-Saving House, for example, broken into numerous times. Are you hoping this is going to put an end to incidents like that? Is it likely to put an end to incidents like that?
Ian here again. I think we must make sure our expectations are set at a reasonable level now. We know what the ideal is that we want to have. To put things in a real perspective, the Heavy Beach area has got 12 of these car guards now. They're the first part of the exercise, okay? Something Good has got 1 out of 3. Humewood, we've got to get Metro to tell us who they're nominating there, as well as King's Beach. So, as I said in the beginning, not a light switch, but it's a journey that we're on, and there's a six-month period for those others. Will it stop everything? I'm not sure. I'm saying if you want to stop everything, you have to have more visibility. The more visibility by everybody, the better. And if it's car guards and bibs, if it's SAPS, if it's Metro, if it's us, the Neighbourhood Watch, the more we have, the better. We've got to be seen. We've got to be in the face of everywhere. And unfortunately, Darren, with the as the newspaper and all the publicity that's been going on about the vagrants or the homeless people, our economic situation is not lending itself any to assist. So it's going to be an ongoing game, I think, of chasing vagrants for some time, but we have to do something.
Final question for you. You refer to it as being just a light switch. Maybe you're successful and we get to turn on more light switches in other areas of the city. Do you expect it to grow?
I'd like that enthusiasm from anything that's being done by anybody to get everybody, how can I put it, everybody connected to what's good to be done for the city and to start getting more positive news going around. It is our goal to work very closely with the municipal players and all departments. The cleansing department is another one for when we're dealing with the mess that has to be cleaned up. That's just one. Networking has got to take place, and we have to give credit where credit is due to organizations, whether it's the Metro or others, so we can start to inject some positivity around us. I'm hoping, Darren, that, Sean and the guys in the tourism sector and the people along the beachfront, and we've been talking to all the the corporate fellas in the beachfront area, all those blocks of flats. Slowly the momentum is growing there, and we just got to keep it fluid.
Thank you very much. Catching up with Ian Miller and Sean Tappan of the Summer Strand Neighbourhood Watch. They, together with various organisations, have seen to it that beachfront car guards are now the newest arm of the law in their constituency. Gentlemen, a fantastic story, just the sort of thing we need to hear over festive season. Have a great Christmas, you and your families, and thanks for joining us on Behind the Herald Headlines with Darren Mann.
Thanks very much, Darren.
That was today's edition of Behind the Herald Headlines with Darren Mann.